from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Batting ninth and playing second base, number 8, Nicky Lopez.
Nicky Lopez.
Nicky Lopez, who is a local product.
Neighborhood of Naperville.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago White Sox.
Another good scoop. Nicky Lopez is making that look routine. Pulled one last night, another one here tonight in his first inning. Want to learn how to play defense? Just watch Nicky Lopez.
Big leaguer for 6 seasons.
There's Nicky Lopez coming through in the clutch, a single to center. And Gavin Sheets will come home to throw, and he will score. Lopez heads up base run and gets into second. So Lopez drives in 2.
Nicky Lopez.
Bob Lopez. Nicky Lopez's father.
So is he better than me? Yeah, he is.
Oh, see?
I think he is. He's better than me. Yeah, he is.
You're being nice.
I'm going to pass the torch to him. I am. I pass the torch.
It's a big moment.
Nicky Lopez with Parkinson Spiegel.
Upper deck shot. Nicky Lopez.
On 670 The Score.
Nicky Lopez is back with us on the Parkins and Spiegel show. There are still opportunities to play softball July 11th, whitesox.com/softball. Teams are available. Individuals could participate for $150. All goes to a great cause. We'll talk to Nicky about that in a minute. He's with us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. What's up, Nicky? How you doing, man?
Good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for making the time. Was that big? Was that a big admission in the Lopez household that your dad seemed to begrudgingly admit on Father's Day that you're the better player than him?
Yeah. Did you see that? I mean, that was nuts. I didn't think he would have been able to do that, but I think he made the right choice.
Yeah. I mean, like, how long into your big league career, or maybe was it before that? Did he give that up to you personally, or did he just do that to make you feel good on Father's Day?
I think it had to have been like right when I made my big league debut, probably, is when he's like, all right, he's done enough. I always give him crap because he played softball and he's, you know, the Hall of Famer softball player. But the ball's coming in at like 30 miles per hour and I have to face 95 with sink on a daily basis. So I think one's harder than the other.
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Slightly harder.
Hey, man, there was some pitching exhibition going on yesterday at the ballpark with what Chris Sale was doing. And I know you just had the one at-bat yesterday, but Chad Kuhl and, like, the rest of the bullpen, that had been something to watch yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it was good. It was one of those that were – it was quick, but it was – I mean – anytime you could see Chris Sale and Chad was doing his thing, got up to 98. It was definitely a pitching duel for sure.
Talking to Nicky Lopez here. So how was the dad's trip in Detroit?
Yeah, dad's trip was great. I think it was great because it was, you know, it was only 3 days. The dad's got a taste of being able to, see what a big league flight is and see, you know, big league travel and with all the food and the stuff like that, coming to the game and taking BP. And that was actually my dad's third father's trip. The Royals did a really good job of doing a father's trip as well. And I don't know if many people know that my first ever big league flight, I got called up. My first ever big league flight was actually father's trip. So my first big league flight was actually with my dad on that flight as well. So it's kind of special.
Wow, that's very cool. And makes me wonder too, like, with the fathers there, what was there, like, one thing that they found to be more fascinating or interesting or luxurious about the way you guys travel? Because I know it's good.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just the whole not having to go through customs and or you know, going through the TSA. It's kind of just you show up to the private flight and kind of just walk right up to the plane, and then you're getting, you're fed food and watching, you know, some card games going and stuff like that. So I think the travel itself is very eye-opening to a lot of them. And obviously my dad loved that part as well.
Oh, so now I'm interested. What's the card game dynamic? Who's running the game? What's the game? What are the stakes, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a blackjack guy, and there's no blackjack being played on games. But I know a lot of people play, you know, spades or I think it's not euchre, but it's another game. But I to be honest, I'm team DJ, so I'm usually playing just music on the speaker.
Okay, so you got the aux cord, or are you taking requests?
I'm on the aux. I take requests before, but once we get up in the air, it's in my hands.
Wow, so you're a little bit of a dictator with the aux cord.
Oh no, it's great, but I cover all genres. You know, we hit country, we hit the house music, we hit some rap.
Nikki, so that's a tough job.
It is a tough job. There's a lot of people that. There's a lot of people to please, because, you know, you got some guys that are just straight country, and then you got some guys that like a little bit of alternative, and so I gotta cover everything.
I remember back in the day, Edwin Jackson, when he was on the Cubs and I was covering those teams, he was in charge of that, and he took it very seriously. But you get a couple complaints from a couple veterans, Nikki, and you're out of that job.
No, exactly. And that's why, you know, I wasn't team DJ when I was, you know, a year or two into this. So I started becoming team DJ. I was with the Royals. I was, you know, sometimes in charge of the aux there. But when I came over here, you know, I have that, you know, country playlist, and then I got the house music playlist. Smart. And I have a, it's called a Cabo playlist. So if you're ever on a boat or a yacht and you just want to, you know, kick back, I got that one. And, you know, so I got them all.
All right. So now, if you're a serious blackjack player or recreational, what's the,
I'm a, if I have to go to the casino, I'm a blackjack through and through, only blackjack.
Okay. So, all right.
So, yeah.
Would you split kings or anything ridiculous like that, or do you play by the book?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
No. I try to play by the book.
Okay.
Right. Got to play by it, because, you know, if you want to do stuff like that, you got to make sure that it's just you and the dealer. You know, if you're surrounded by some people also playing, you know, you can anger some people, and you don't want that.
Yeah, you're going to be messing up people's cards. That's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we're talking to Nikki Lopez here, whitesox.com/softball. It's kind of cool that people can buy an individual spot if they don't have a team. There's a few almost sold out, I believe, but the event's, mm-hmm. the event's July 11th. What do people get if they come out, sign up? Give them the information.
So if you come out, there's going to be some, you know, food trucks there, drinks. There's going to be some sponsors that are going to be wandering around. A lot of my teammates, a lot of old timers are going to be there. I think Tony's going to be there, La Russa. And then on top of that, a lot of sponsors that are sponsors of the White Sox will be there. And then, yeah, the winner of the tournament gets to take BP on the field and also get a suites for the game. And so it's, and then all proceeds go to the Wisher Foundation and the JWEG Strong Foundation, which is two foundations due to our family. My brother was a classmate of the Wishers at Illinois Wesleyan, and then I was a classmate to the Wagners, both of them at Naperville Central. So it's Justin lost his battle to cancer a couple years ago. He was young, but he was a classmate of mine. I actually won a leadership award, the J. Cal Braid Leadership Award, and I nominated him to win it as well when he was a sophomore and I was a senior, and he won it. So we were pretty close, and so anytime you can give back to these organizations, it's a no-brainer.
That's great. What will Tony be managing one of the teams? What's Tony's role here?
Advising?
I'm assuming he'll just be wandering around and advising. But who knows? You know, once people get into the action, maybe they'll start taking a managerial role.
Yeah, I mean, once people get into it, man, people get competitive out there
Exactly, exactly. Absolutely. And that's what we want. You know, we want, obviously, you know, it's for charity, but then we also want people to come out and have fun and compete, and it's going to be a good time.
How much do you see Tony around your day job?
A lot, actually. You know, he travels with us time to time. He's in the clubhouse a lot. You know, he's out there for BP a lot. So he's still around. He was around a lot in spring training as well. And, you know, the endless amount of knowledge you can get from him is pretty remarkable. And so I always try to pick his brain every time I see him.
Like, what's something that you guys have talked about?
To be honest, it's one of those. I walk up to him, I go, tell me something, and he just tells me a story about when he was, whether it was him managing the Cardinals or him managing Pujols or, you know, a Mark McGwire story. It's stuff like that. That's just like, man, like you won't be getting, you can't get these stories anywhere. And so you got to just go to the source, and the source is right here in our clubhouse.
Well, it's just kind of crazy, right? Because, I mean, he's obviously a Hall of Famer. He's got all those wins. He's close friends with Jerry Reinsdorf. But no one in the public really has a good sense of, like, what his role is right now.
Right.
You know, so, like, we're on the outside, so we don't really know, other than, like, friend of owner.
No, I think he's just more of an advisor. I think it's one of those things that he's here to do exactly that, is to shed knowledge, is to, for if a player, you know, needs tidbits or something, he can go to him. It's more of like, it's on us to go and kind of get some knowledge from him if need be. Like you said, he's a Hall of Fame manager. He's been around for a long time, and he's, you know, seen winning teams. So it's one of those that you'd kind of be doing yourself a disservice if you're not seeking out that knowledge.
So he's kind of been presented to you guys as a resource. Is that the proper way to?
I guess so. I like I said, I don't know his actual job title, but he's been around, and he's been a great resource for me, that's for sure.
So we're talking to Nicky Lopez for just another minute or two. Do you get swept up in following all of the trade rumor stuff?
Do I get swept up? No, like I wouldn't say I would get swept up. Obviously, the past 3 years has been more of, you know, you hear your name a lot. You kind of sense that maybe this might be the time you might get traded, or, you know, you kind of get you hear your name a lot. And last year was one of those years that I was like, you know, there's a chance I get traded. There's a chance I don't. And it happened on the, you know, one of the last days. And but, you know, as you play in the league for a while, now this is my, you know, sixth season, you know, fifth year. And you kind of get a sense that, you know, it might happen. It might not happen. You kind of know that July is an intense month, and this is the month that it you know, you could get traded. So it's you hear all the talk, you try to just continue to just play your game and do what got you here and do what, you know, makes you valuable. And so you kind of just got to focus on that.
And even if it's not you who is moved, I mean, the tons of talk about Garrett Crochet and Luis Robert. I mean, that's just got to be. And just add it to, let's be honest, a 22-61 team right now. It's just got to be the weirdest energy on a day-to-day basis when you guys all understand exactly what's going on. How do you guys manage on a day-to-day?
Right. And then that's what makes it tough, too, because you're creating relationships with these guys. You know, I've seen it in Kansas City, you know, but you create relationships with these guys that you went, you know, in February when you get to spring training, and you create relationships, and then you see them go, and it's like, man, that, you know, it sucks. And you just hope that, you know, whether you're going to be here for a while or whether you're going to be here for just a half a year, you know, leave your mark. And it's one of those things is if you do trade someone as big as those two, you know, hopefully the people that we get back are, you know, almost ready or ready. And, but that's up to the front office to do. And it's a tough job as a player to just keep your, you know, head on straight and just keep playing. It's easier said than done, but it's one of those things you got to just, you know, trust the front office that what they're doing is best for the team and best for, you know, both parties.
Well, thanks for coming on, man. We know it was a busy day, and July 11th, let's sell out this softball tournament. It's for a great cause. WhiteSox.com/softball. Individuals or teams can get out there and meet some White Sox players and have a shot to get on the field for batting practice and in a sweep. Nicky, thanks for the time, man.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. That's Nicky Lopez with us on The Score again. WhiteSox.com/softball. Be cool to hear stories. Just like having a guy there.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, he's just sitting around.
Don't. Yeah, that's it.
Tell me something.
Yeah, well, like I was saying.
Tell me something.
Might have been last night during my counter programming. This is where, like, I would have been comfortable with Tony La Russa being that guy from the beginning. Like, if he was.
Designated storyteller?
Whatever. Like, every team's got that guy walking around the organization that somebody likes, and that's why he was hired. Or they're just somebody like Tony La Russa who is past his prime as a manager and a big league executive. Yeah, sure. Use it as a resource. You don't have to go up to him and talk to him, but you can. And you can use his advice if you want to, but you don't have to.
There was a moment in the Cubs game from yesterday that you wanted to highlight a radio moment of. We'll do it. Then we'll talk a little Bulls coming up as well. Grody's in for Spiegs. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.